disappointed I start the recording.
Wow. Oh, it's a bummer. There's some good stuff in there.
High quality.
You know what?
Some funny shit.
Welcome to AE Doubleback for Friday, Wednesday.
No, it's Wednesday.
Always, you know what? It's always Leap Wednesday.
Throw me
always
for a Wednesday. Loop. You know what? It was because I was scheduling at work today and I was confusing Wednesday and Friday. Look, it's Wednesday, February 28th. It's the day before leap year. It's Sting's final Dynamite. And I have completely screwed this thing up. I'm sorry. We just had solid gold right there before I realized I had not hit the record button. So you're just going to have to imagine it.
Yeah.
To imagine how hilarious we were.
In honor of Leap Day, I want to take this moment to air my grievance that the sketch I wrote about Leap Day like never got into a show that I did. It was about a woman who it was about a woman who gets scared that she's a statutory rapist when she finds out that her boyfriend was born on Leap Day.
Okay. Yeah, I can dig that.
Oh, right, because he would only have been 10 years old.
Why is the guy gotta be 40?
I don't know. Also, Leap Day William. 30 Rock.
No, Kenneth. It was fantastic.
Nope. See, this is what we're left with. We got all our good bits out. We got all the good bits out.
We're down to the dregs.
Fine. Then let's just talk about the wrestling, I guess.
Ugh.
Who even watches this stuff?
I don't know. Us.
We are certainly not good judges of quality content.
Is that true?
I mean, we all watched Predator and or Aliens too early in life. And
I disagree.
As a result, we're traumatized.
I don't think I was ever traumatized by Predator or Aliens. I think Aliens was very, very scary. It very, very much scared me. But I wasn't traumatized by it. And Predator, the only thing it did was add nightmare fuel to my already happening clown nightmares. But that's about it.
I don't understand how those two connect up and how the Predator became the clowns in your nightmare.
No. The clowns are always there. It just suddenly now they could like suddenly see my body heat. They could see my body heat, you know? Like
clowns can see your body heat.
Yeah, they're always chasing me around the, like trying to kill me. Anyway. Yes. Why talk about that when we could talk about Hangman? And when he was limping out there with the little crutch, I was like, and they're like, oh yeah, you know, here's that moment that happened last week. And oh yeah, he really hurt himself. And I was like, really? I didn't realize he actually got hurt. Dun, dun, dun.
You guys, I like in my notes, I was like, is this legit? Like, it feels like it's a work, but I mean, he's really selling it. And
because he looked like he was going to cry.
Yeah.
He started right before he started talking into the mic, which that's probably a given. But when he started talking, it looked like he was about to cry. And then he was started talking. It's like, I'm not going to apologize to Swerve or to Joe, but, you know, I'm not going to compete on Sunday. And then Swerve comes out and he's saying some stuff.
A very good encapsulation of what he did.
He was all yada yada yada, and then the other guy was all at you.
Swerve was basically saying, like, well, you know, you can't fight destiny, you know, it's my destiny. And then Joe comes out and he calls Hangman Hopalong, which I was like, that's a good bit.
The evergreen reference, Hopalong Cassidy.
Then before you knew it, Hangman hit Swerve with his crutch and was standing just fine. He'd been playing possum. So,
This is, it's hard to tell because, like, yeah, this is a classic trope of wrestling where, like, oh, I'm injured. Ah, ha, ha, I turned around and I got you. But purely based on execution, like, Hangman fucking sold it.
Yeah.
And I bought it.
Yeah.
And then it turned it. So it wasn't like we didn't have to see this thing for weeks.
Right.
Sometimes they run these angles and it's god awful, but like
Roderick Strong.
Okay.
But we did this for like 4 minutes and it was entertaining as hell.
Mm-hmm.
See, the same principle could be applied to time with family.
What are you saying? Are you saying I'm not,
you know, like keep it short?
Saying I'm ignoring my child.
That's right.
Yeah. Keep it short and sweet.
I got this before he went to bed tonight. Are you podcasting again, Daddy? You podcasted last night. I'm like, yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, I did. You know what? Gonna do it again tomorrow night. What do you care? Leave me alone.
Daddy.
Trauma in the making.
Why do you love your microphones more than me, Daddy?
Daddy. But Daddy. I'm
Papa.
Papa, may I please have some more
attention? Are you number one on iTunes yet, Daddy? You said that you would play with me
Oliver
once.
Oliver Twist's whole problem was that he didn't have a daddy.
This is too fun. Let's keep making fun of this.
It was very interesting because like Hangman had been selling like an injury like on the previous show, and then I was reading people saying that like there was stuff happening like that you might have seen if you're up close in person that indicated that it was not real. And then I think sometime after that, like I got the impression that like there was like the message was coming out like, oh no, seriously though. And then I think I kind of bit on that a little bit.
And that is fantastic because you always should. We all know that it's not real, but anytime that they can get you by whatever means necessary, you know.
The thing is, hot bread on the table.
Yes.
The thing is that it's not always fake, right?
Yeah.
It is very much real, as AEW's roster can just flip through it and you'll be like, oh yeah, how many dozens of dudes are totally out and women are out due to injury right now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when's the last time we saw Jamie Hayter?
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
Kenny Omega. I mean, what's his face that I used to really like that was with Bobby Fish? I haven't seen him in like a year.
Oh, Kyle O'Reilly. Yeah, he's been out like long term. So
yeah. So, you know, it's very real. So too many times we've had our hopes dashed and schedules have had to change. Storylines have had to get dropped. So our hearts have been fucked with enough so that when someone comes out with a sad face and a crutch, it's just like, oh, shit, not again. So they got us only because they do this so often in real life. Right.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm.
I thumb this up. I thought it was fantastic.
Yes.
Yeah, I thumb it up. But then when Swerve got really hurt, I was like, okay, but if somehow this turns out that Swerve doesn't get to wrestle on Sunday, I'm quitting. I'm just quitting. I'm quitting this universe. All right, so the Young Bucks, they pull up in a car. They've got their black and pink suits. Renee is in some weird outfit that I did not like. She's asking them
that
about,
was kind of odd, right?
It was like, do you wrestle or are you not wrestling? Like, I like wrestling outfits when someone's going to wrestle or if someone wrestles.
Also, like, you've got like tights or whatever, and then there's like slits, and then more slits, and then like geometric slits, and you know, so it's like a pattern. But when it's just like one slit, you're like, did you rip those pants? What is happening? Just, why is
and the top and everything? It just looked like legit a wrestling outfit, which there's nothing wrong with it being a wrestling outfit, but it's just weird when someone who's an interviewer is wearing a wrestling outfit.
Well, you know, this happens like all the time. Like if you wear a red shirt to Target.
True. I have spoken too many times to people, by the way, not just a red shirt and a lanyard. And I'm like, and they're like, I don't work here. I'm like, well, excuse fucking me. You got a lanyard on and I spilled bleach in my eye.
The lanyard says Comic-Con. What do you think?
But a true fact, I had like someone had opened one of the laundry detergent caps. And so when I was pulling it off the shelf, it opened and like got in my eye. And I was trying to look for help. And I saw what I thought, because of the red shirt and the lanyard, was an employee. And this person was so incensed. And I'm like, okay, I just got some fucking bleach in my goddamn eye. Give me a fucking break. I didn't go off or anything, but I was like, sorry. And I was like, no, wait a minute. I got goop in my eye.
Very impressive that you maintained the civil attitude that society demands from you, even in those circumstances.
I know. It's, you know, the bullshit that I uphold, and I am to fault for that. All right. So we've got these guys. They're saying to Renee, they're looking for Sting. And they've got these bats. They want to talk to him. And you know what that means. They're not going to talk at all. They're going to hurt him. And so all they got to do is find him. They haven't found him yet. So that was it. I don't remember if they said anything else of any significance.
I don't think so. Because, they did the walking in from the parking lot, and then Renee was there, and they were just
and that
sort
was
of like...
That was a really strange, like, shot to me, because for a while Renee was talking, she was blocked by the Young Bucks, who were, like having this long walk in.
Yeah. They're kind of mixing it up a little bit. I don't watch Raw anymore, but like I see stuff every once in a while, and I think like they're doing a real regular thing where they're showing wrestlers walking in, you know, like, hey, it's 1 p.m. and this person's coming to the show, you know, to go to the locker room. And it might be kind of a play on that. Or it might just be like, hey, let's just look for a different, you know, entrance kind of thing.
Could be. But we'll never know until they hire us to work in the creative department.
I feel like that's just moments away. Tony Khan's hand is just hovering over the phone right now, just waiting.
He's like, I've been waiting my whole life. I've been waiting for this moment. Woo!
Yes,
that's not a real Lawless song.
Oh, okay.
Well,
okay,
you good sang it, so it is.
Oh, there you go. Now, thanks, Tyler. It's on record.
Copyright that.
It's
shit
on Spotify as we speak.
You're already getting pennies.
Well, like 1/100th of a penny.
Yeah, but I'm getting billions of listens, so we're talking pennies.
Oh, full pennies. The dream.
Any hoodles? I middled this segment. I thought it was fine, but like the payoff is coming, so yes. I don't feel bad with middling it.
Yeah. I middled it too, because there's just not a lot there. But obviously, like it's the setup to another thing. So yeah.
I don't know. I don't really. I guess I middle it because it doesn't leave like a huge impression.
Yeah. Ha 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 ha. We have doodly doot we have?
La Cucumber Club versus FTR and Eddie.
And this is interesting. What do you guys think?
But that was fantastic. What are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
Interesting. It's
all the wonderful things just all together in a big old pile. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's kind of stupid that I forget every single time just how good Eddie is at telling a story in the ring. Yeah. And like, then he comes out and just like, all of a sudden I'm rooting for him and I'm like, oh God, no, don't kick him. Like, oh no, he's so hurt. What is he? He's just fantastic. And I love it.
Yeah.
And the Black Belt Combat Club, you know, like there's such great heels in this context. Just,
I was certainly moved when Claudio did the swing on Eddie, like as though like Eddie was beyond being like swung. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. And then you just sell it with a little bit of that, like, he's not a small guy, and he's looking at just flinging him around, and yeah.
Pretty good. This is a good match. It was interesting, and I gave it a thumbs up.
Hmm.
I did as well.
Same.
The fun moment where Eddie and Mox like grab each other's heads. They're about to start punching each other. And then Eddie just starts laughing in this such a specific way. That's what I remember about the match. And I think it's great.
Then we have a package with Jericho, CMLL, Atlantis Sr., Atlantis Jr.,
Atlantis. Because you're making it sound like
the Bahamas?
90s singer who was also on the Canadian sketch classic. You can't do that on television.
Mm.
I'm saying Atlantis?
Yeah. Atlantis?
You ought to know.
No, okay. All right.
That's just some silliness right there.
Yeah.
I think it's funny how in Mexico there seem to be so many juniors, and like it would be fun if we did more of that in America, so that we would have Undertaker Jr. like running around.
I'd love that. That'd be cool. I mean,
sometimes they do. Brock Anderson.
Well, no, it should have been Arn Jr.
Yeah.
Actually, like,
regardless
you're right.
Of his name. Yeah.
That would have been better.
Arn Jr. But you know what? In America, we have this whole thing of like, quit trying to make me into you, Dad. That would have been the problem.
Indeed.
They'd be like, oh, so you don't want to follow my footsteps? No, Dad. I'm just kidding. I don't know what anyone would have said in that situation.
Cats in the cradle and the silver spoon.
Meow, meow, meowy, meowy, meow.
That actually makes a lot more sense in the lyrics that are currently in there. Because it's a cat in the cradle. Like, who didn't say he's humans in the cradle and he's saying words? It's cats in the cradle and the silver spoon. Meow, 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 meow.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's at the very essence of their conflict.
Yeah, they can't understand each other. Speak a different language, Dad. And, you know, I don't know if they're talking about what cat in the cradle. Like, is that the little rope, that thing where you do with the string in your hands? Is that what they're talking about?
It's a metaphor.
I know that, but like, what is the thing that's the metaphor?
Yeah, it's a good question.
It's the metaphor. You make the string thing out of your hands, and then pretend there's a baby in there. But the baby's really your human baby.
This is all I wanted to know.
And you don't strangle them because all the strings are there. And if you like undo it wrong, then like they'll choke. So that's why you don't. That's why you need a bassinet that has safety. codes.
All I wanted to know is if it was actually the string thing.
Actually, I mean, I'm not Harry Chapin. I don't know.
Oh, you're not? You're not, because the way you responded, it sounded like I'm an idiot.
You could just go to Rap Genius, you know. You don't have to ask these questions.
I think I do.
I mean, you certainly can try.
Yeah, well.
You're just going to get bullshit.
By the way, have you seen the Subaru commercial where the dogs drive the car out to like some campground or whatever?
No.
The dogs are driving the car. Basically,
dog is driving car? How can this be?
Basically, all I want to see for the rest of my life is car commercials where the dogs are driving.
All I want to see for the rest of my life is the dog driving a car.
The all-time greatest commercial is where George Washington is driving a Mustang at the British.
Is he a dog?
No, I mean...
It's just a regular George Washington.
He's a dog.
He's a human George Washington.
Yeah, he was a dog.
George Washington in the cradle and the silver spoon.
Oh my God, we've lost our minds.
Meow, meow, meow.
I'm just saying, if it's possible to do, all there's like three cars. There's a mom and a dad dog. No, it's four dogs. Mom and a dad dog in the front seats and two puppies in the back seats. And they slam on the brakes and you see all the dogs' heads like move with the floor. I need to see this. Like, every commercial needs to be exactly that forever for the rest of my life.
Fair enough.
There's
car
seats for the dogs in the back. Oh, I hate everything else. I love it so much. Anyways.
You know what?
Go look up that Subaru commercial.
I'm not. I'm absolutely not. I am going to get us back on track by sending a screenshot that I took.
Because
it happened multiple times during the show. What? And I kept looking at it and kept being like, what the? And then realizing what was actually happening. But what I kept seeing was Sting with a huge fuck off mustache. Just a ginormous, big old handlebar, but like going down to his shoulders. And then every time I'd look closer, I'm like, oh, right, that's just Sting doing this woo thing. But they put it when it's small in the corner and you're not like paying close attention, you like look over, you're like, what the fuck? Oh, right.
Hands. Go ahead and
take a look at the picture. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, this is a great way to defeat facial recognition technology.
There you go.
Walk around A, with pancake makeup on, B, just holding your hands as a cone in front of your mouth so that you're extra loud when you talk to people.
I think the effect on volume is minimal.
I mean, he wouldn't do it otherwise.
In a crowd that large, it's probably minimal. But I don't know. It's the decibel. I'm not decibel. It's the what is it? Oh, the pitch. It's the pitch that makes it audible.
Oh, it's bending pitch when he puts his hands up there like that.
If you go woo at a higher pitch than a lower pitch, the higher pitch carries more. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Yes. It's true.
It's true.
Oh God. Okay, so now what?
Jericho.
Jericho with Atlantis.
That was just a package.
Atlantis.
Oh wait. All right. Now the actual match. Right.
Yeah. Oh, I mean there was
the package Luchador of Atlantis.
Then it goes right into the match itself.
So this was No. It was the package, and then it was Renee and Jericho.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. My bad. Yeah.
Yeah, it is your bad.
Mm-hmm. I am so bad.
So, Renee and Jericho are chatting, and he's basically saying, like, blah, 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 I've dealt with these guys, and now they're going to see what the Lionheart can do, and then he said a bunch of stuff in Spanish. His Spanish sounded good. I'm not totally sure what he said, but it sounded good.
Sure.
I'm so jealous of everyone that speaks more than one language. Anyway, enough about me.
What else? What else?
What's in the news? No, but I middled this. This is okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Same. Like, it is a good story, and he's definitely had worse promos, but this is like, yeah, okay, cool. You're going to fight this guy and there's a legacy. Great.
Yeah. Calder?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think I up it.
Okay.
Oh, you're really drawn in by it, weren't you?
Oh, bucking the trend. Intrigued by the information about Atlantis.
Mm.
Fair enough.
Okay, so then we have Shivani with Will Ospreay in the ring. I love Will Ospreay. He looks so different in casual clothes. It's very, and he made a funny joke about it later. So I was like, okay, it's not just me. He does look like kind of funny.
Kermit during leg day.
Yeah.
For me, yeah, the real highlight was him was Will Ospreay revealing himself as a get over here hugger.
Yeah, that was cute. He's so excited, and officially, all of his work with New Japan is done. Done.
He's full time.
So he is all elite, baby. And I'm sure going to see him happen.
I'm sure his work being supposedly done isn't going to stop like New Japan from calling him and asking questions about like work he did in the past, even though they're not supposed to come to him. They're supposed to go to the new guy.
Yeah. They didn't give him time enough to train the new guy before let him go.
Yeah, they're going to say, where are the keys to the dishwasher? Or something.
Yes. Also, they lock the dishwasher, which I think is the much more weird thing here.
There's nothing worse than loading the dishwasher and turning the key and it won't turn over.
Wait a minute. These aren't for the dishwasher. These are for the garage. Whoops.
Keys in the washer and the silver spoon. Little boy, vroom, 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 vroom.
Vroomy vrooms. There's dogs in a car, and I don't know when. Gonna get together then.
Meow.
I want dog commercials.
We can't talk about dog commercials right now. We got to talk about Don Callis coming out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pretty great.
The booze. The so, booze.
So loud.
They took Will
so
Ospreay by surprise, it sounded like. honestly looked a little like, whoa. But could just be a good actor.
I mean.
He probably is a good actor.
You are not ready for hatred that Don Callis inspires.
Yeah, no.
Or the jelly. Yeah. Neither Callis nor the jelly, nor the Callis jelly.
I keep being told I'm not ready for the jelly. And I got to say, you know, I have had jelly before.
Were you ready for it?
I was at the time. I think I would be again.
I think it's pretty easy to get into.
Even though I normally have jam.
Mm-hmm. I usually have jelly because I have a child. And the child demands jelly.
Ah.
Because why wouldn't you? Why would you want seeds in your delicious
yummy
snack?
Well, I thought that was preserves. Not. Is that different?
Oh,
no,
boy.
Jam has jam can have seeds. Mm. Jelly is like almost translucent. There's nothing in it.
And preserves are where you get wildlife.
Okay. Is it preserves? I'm not sure. It's like mashed fruit.
Oh.
You know what? I don't fucking know. I say things before I know because I'm just thinking about it. And I'm like, that sounds about right. But I don't know.
Speak out of turn or rashly about this kind of thing.
Here's the thing.
Tell us the thing.
We have detours and segues into nowhere so often We really do deserve to give the people who listen to this show a reason to be here. And so I will tell you that jam is made with mashed fruit. Preserves have whole fruit or large pieces of fruit.
That's it.
And jelly has no fruit pieces in it whatsoever. You may go into the world with this knowledge and lord it over people who don't know the fucking difference between preserves and jam.
Okay.
All right.
Will do.
This is not for you. No. It's not for you. This is not for you, Teresa. This is not for you, Calder. Oh. This is for the people who are listening, who are like, well, we're like 30 minutes into the show and we haven't talked about wrestling at all. For like 4 of those minutes. Why am I here?
Well, I think like
knowledge.
But because we had so little, because we lost the original intro to the show and then got into it a lot faster when we actually started recording, I think we have a lot of time to burn here.
We have That's to like true. Get back up to those comic heights that we were at before the record button got hit.
I had a bunch of whipped cream earlier too.
Did you have whipped cream or did you just do whippets?
No, whipped cream.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Ready whip or from a tub?
Did you pop the thing open and do it right side up so that you just got the gas rather than the actual whipped cream?
I know what whippets are and I know.
Of course, because you're from Idaho. You know what fucking whippets are?
Oh my God. That's more of an Illinois thing by BG Dubs, but whatever.
Please, anywhere there's white people, there are whippets.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. I had it because my friend sent me home with a can of Ready Whip because she had people over. And then she's like, here. And she just was giving people food to take home. And in my bag that she gave me, there was a can of Ready Whip, which is hilarious. And
there ain't
so
nothing wrong with a can of Ready
Whip. Because she was doing this whole thing with like fruit and cream and whatever. Anyway, so.
Is this a sex thing? No. It sounded like a normal, like, hey, let's get together for dinner. And then it turned into like a weird.
I didn't say dinner. Like, I said she had people over. And it was just like snack thing. Like
you're just making it sound like an orgy.
Oh my God. You always do this. I can't just have like a regular thing. It's got to be some weird thing. Anyway, I was like, I just had some sorbet and I put a bunch of whipped cream on it. I was like, I can do this now. It's in my house.
You're allowed.
You can eat it. Anyways, let's get to the point. Blah, blah, blah. Kala shows up. It's booing like crazy. It's so great. Takesha had the coolest pants on ever. So the Kala's family pick has Will Ospreay on there, and they're talking about Takesha versus Ospreay at Revolution. I'm excited about all of this. I wonder what's going to happen. Is it going to be a weird thing between Takeshita and Ospreay? Or is this going to be like no big deal?
It would make a lot of sense to me if Ospreay split off like very quickly, like possibly as a result of this match, because I feel like there's a real, like, it doesn't feel like his response, like from the crowd, like has anything to do with the response that the rest of them get, because like it's not as though like there was a hostile reaction until the rest of the Don Callis family showed up.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, people are genuinely excited to see him. And I mean, people also love heels. So it's not like people, you know, would boo him or, I mean, I don't know, like they wouldn't be excited to see him as a heel. But of course, he's, you know, I guess they're going to make him a baby face.
That's what I feel like people want to see him as, like, honestly.
I mean, yeah, he's going to be there for a while, so they can go any of the direction they want. I feel like he has the chops to go whichever direction he wants, whenever he wants. So, you know, I guess just based on what we need right now, what do we need right now? Do we need
need a hero.
Well, you need a hero. I need a villain. Someone who scares me in my dreams.
Like and the clowns. The predator clowns.
He's gotta be clowns and he's gotta have alien teeth in his face.
I like that version. That's good. Yeah. Especially the part where the words are all mumbled.
Yeah. No. That's my thing. That's how I do it.
Bob Dylan did it.
That's true. Hey, remember when Barbara Streisand forgot lyrics to a song and then like didn't perform again for 10 years? Oh, yeah. Pretty cool.
Good times.
So,
What'd you thumb this?
I thumb it up.
See, me too.
Yeah, I thumb it up as well.
Next, we've got Renee talking to Eddie Kingston. And they get interrupted by the Young Bucks because the Young Bucks are still looking for Sting.
And they're still big jerks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, can you imagine? They're still jerks. Let's see. Next page. We got I middled it.
What was on the next page?
No.
You couldn't fit that on the previous.
No, I forgot to say what my thumb was.
I liked it just because, like, even with just this brief little thing, Eddie's still going to get over, if his mouth is open. He's going to, mm-hmm. Say something or do something that, like really sells Eddie at the same time he gets over the thing that's going on, which is the Young Bucks wandering through and
body shaming him.
They're like, oh Jesus, this, I don't know, it's like, can we take it from the top? And Renee being like, we're alive. the catchphrase of my brother's a bit of a hothead is fun. I like it a lot, and it's starting to pop me. Just in general, it was short and it was nice. Sweet. Because we're doing this thing with the Bucks and they're just like dip, 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 dip. And they're not being, they're not taking up a huge amount of time or, energy. They're just like, lightly seasoned all around the whole thing. And you get to see them bounce off different people, which is fun. It's fun. So,
okay.
Calder.
I thumb it up as well. Also, I think it's funny when people say something like, I'm a bit of a hothead, as though that was some kind of like justification for like, oh, all right.
Oh, well, that's okay. Then.
I won't be offended by the terrible things you said. yeah. Okay, so next we have Orange Cassidy versus Nick Wayne.
Mm-hmm. This was very good.
It was. Mm-hmm. I feel like Nick Wayne is really coming along. Like the way he's carrying himself is making him feel a little more like experienced than his years already.
Yeah, he's carrying himself as though he is Christian Cage, which is hilarious for many reasons, but also like it's a great tactic.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Like even before he got there, like you were super down on him, but I had seen him like on the indies and like thought he was really good. And he was a little bit sloppy at the beginning. But in a scenario like this, obviously, Orange Cassidy makes everybody look great, mm-hmm. but also Nick really got to flex those like personality muscles. Mm-hmm. That was real nice to see. Also, man, I'm sorry, but Orange Cassidy like wrist bumping little kids who are dressed up as him.
That's
is
really cute.
The yes. fucking cutest, and I don't care who knows it.
Well, it just makes me happy. Everyone knows now.
Well, I mean, the people that listen to the show, which is like
two people,
three more than do the show.
Yeah, but they're real loud mouths, though.
Yeah. I really like this match a lot.
Absolutely.
I thought this was a decent match. Yeah. I thumbs it up.
Yes.
And good old Bryce getting in there too. Just like after Orange got pushed, he's like, you fell? And then like, I guess Orange Cassidy points at Christian and like, he just turns and goes, him? You? Get out of here.
Why I oughta?
When you get that sort of pantomiming action up close, it's really silly, but it can also be really fun to watch. You know,
I agree. Like
telling that story to the people in the seats that we usually get, like a billion miles away, and still selling it's great.
Yeah. We've got the Bang Bang Scissor Gang talking to Renee. I forgot to look up the rap.
I did see it, and it was, I was really taken aback by Max Caster's like Biff in the moment, because he lost the words and just gave up. And I was so embarrassed for him.
What's funny is like, he's like, do you think anyone noticed? And clearly the internet streets had been clowning his ass for days because he was laughing about it.
Yep.
Makes me want to know what it was.
I mean, we've seen it. We saw him doing
live. We saw it in person, but they did multiple takes that time.
Yeah, you can't that's do right, that one's right. live, so...
That's right, that's right. I forgot about that. We did see that.
Yeah, and it's going to happen, and this was a real nice way of addressing it. And, like, as theater people, we know that feeling. Mm-hmm. We have nightmares about that feeling,
it's hard not to
feel for the dude when it happens. So, like, yeah, I'm not gonna hate on that.
No, I really appreciated the segment. Just saying anything about it at all, did a lot to make it better.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah.
Making a joke about it is the best thing to do. I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but that's how I deal with everything.
Mm-hmm.
I gave this segment a middle.
Oh.
I thumbed it down.
Wow.
I've been saying for weeks, like we're
your
just
middle?
Get... What, you upped it?
No,
he upped it? Holy crap, we did rainbow this thing.
Sweet. Well, it wasn't for nothing. It got us to a rainbow.
Explain to me, because like...
He probably thought it was funny.
I don't want to see the same thing over and over again, and that's exactly what we've been getting. And I still like them all, but like this segment did nothing for me. Why did it make you happy, Calder?
Well, because of the rap thing.
Okay, just for that. Okay, no, that makes sense.
I mean, that's like if you achieve nothing but that, like I think that's still very helpful.
Hmm. Yeah. Fair enough.
All right. Next, Stadtlander.
Oh boy.
Stadtlander.
Now, when you say it like that, it sounds like a Nazi prison.
Does it? Well, she is up against Sky Blue.
Mm-hmm.
And this was very interesting.
I thought it was a solid, hard-hitting match. Sorry.
Yeah. I agree. It was a good match. I thought Stokely was great. The funny thing is, because of Stokely's interference, it costed Statlander the match, because then Julia Hart was able to hit Statlander with the belt because the ref was distracted.
Yeah.
So what is going to happen to Stokely? He fucked up. He ruined shit. Now what?
I don't know. Clearly they had an idea from the get-go that, like, he would be, you know, like trying to get in. He would screw up their stuff, and then something happens as a result. It might be that Willow breaks with Statlander, goes heel. I do not give a shit what they do with Willow. I just want to see her more. You make her face, you can make her heel. You could put her in the dumbest ass outfit. You could give her a real hard hitting dramatic storyline. I do not care. She is a goddamn star. She needs to be on TV more, period. But also anything with Stokely Hathaway is fucking funny as hell.
Yeah.
And I will never be unhappy seeing him on screen. So I don't know what they're doing with this, but I'm into it.
Yeah. I want to see absolutely. What happens. I give it this whole match was really great. I gave it a thumbs up.
Like yeah, the sure. match itself, Sky match Blue and Statlander were fantastic.
Fucking if Sky Blue, I mean, she has gotten so good lately. I mean, it's almost like a different wrestler.
I mean,
I hate to say it.
Her wrestling is probably about the same as it was because she was perfectly serviceable as a wrestler. But now there is like a character there that I can, you know, like get behind. So I love that.
Possibly that's what it is. But I personally think that she's gotten better.
I just hope that whatever she did, she left breadcrumbs for Red Velvet.
Oh, yeah. Red velvety crumbs. I still think she needs to wear just velvet and that's her thing. Like a velvet cape.
That would be so hot and unpleasant.
I mean, she can take it off. Or no, yeah. It's not even as hot as like those fucking plastic pants that Toni Storm used to wear all the time. But you know, or do you? I don't know. I don't know what you know.
I don't. I'm not a big plastic pants guy. I'm sorry. I don't.
Yeah.
I do want to say that this is the second time that I have noticed the move of the night. I don't know if it's only been 2 weeks or if they've been doing it for a while and I just haven't noticed. Last week, it was showing the botch. That was their move of the night. This week, it was the interference. And as far as I'm concerned, they're batting 0-0-0 with that match of the night thing. So they better do a better job of that or fucking leave it.
Unless that's the whole point, is to show the bad shit.
That is terrible for the the sponsors of Match of the Night, which I believe is some sort of tax company.
You mean Tax Pro?
Tax Pro, Intuit Tax, Turbo.
It's a burger chain.
By the way, did you guys hear that Wendy's is going to start surge pricing?
They've already pulled it back and saying that they're not going to do that.
Oh, good, because that is like the most dog shit of dog shit things to do.
Oh, well, no, there are people who Wendy's is the restaurant that refuses to give up slave labor for its tomatoes, so they can eat a bag of dicks.
Yeah, I guess so. No more Frosties for us, huh?
I mean, I love their food, and I honestly think they're one of the better fast food chains, but their business practices are just horrible. Taco Bell can eat my whole ass.
Well, it will.
Yeah, I know it will. That's what I'm saying. It can.
I'm letting it. You're like, it's consensual. I'm saying it can. Well, as long as everyone is consenting, then I guess it's all okay. No harm, no foul, as they say.
Do they say that?
Sure. Feels at least like they did in the 90s.
It's a real 90s expression.
It's kind of gross.
Is it? No harm, no foul? Is it gross?
No, I don't know. It's timeless.
I think so. Somebody said it was gross, so I'm assuming that was Robert.
I'm pretty sure you said it, Teresa. I don't recall saying that. It didn't seem like something Calder would do, so it's probably you.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, Jesus, take the wheel of this podcast. Take it. Because we can't steer this thing. All right. Dink. Thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next bit is the Young Bucks find Sting's locker room.
Ooh.
But guess what? It's pink and full of bats hanging from the ceiling. And I'm not talking about Sonic bats. I'm talking about baseball bats.
Okay, hold on. What is a Sonic bat? I take it that it's a thing that you hit balls with the power of sound. Is that what a Sonic bat is?
I think it's a bat that uses sonar. With
Sonic the Hedgehog on it.
It's a bat that uses sonar.
Mm-hmm.
Like a regular bat.
Okay, so like to hit the baseball better, it just goes like ding ding when it hears the bat ball getting close, and then you swing. Is that how that?
Keep digging
works?
Yourself a hole. Keep going. Let me know when you've hit it. I'll just let you go. Let me know.
I'll just listen for the doot, 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 so I'll know if I'm close.
If that's what you're telling me.
I would have thought a sonic bat was a tool Doctor Who uses.
Yeah. Sonic screwdriver, sonic bat, sonic bidet. Sonic bidet would be kind of great. You guys, I have a bidet now. You should come over and try the bidet.
Is it a real bidet or is it tushy?
It's one of the ones that you like install yourself. So it's tushy. Like, it's not like the $3,000 Japanese toilets that like
that's
give
different.
You a Hummer while you're like, you know, washing your butthole. But
that's different. I mean,
it's
that's a I toilet. Mean, there's a separate actual thing called a bidet. That's all.
I don't know that I've heard of them. I've never actually seen one.
They look like a toilet, but like they don't have a hole to flush shit down. They just have a center thing that's like a fountain, but you don't know it's a fountain until you push the button.
So you shit into a toilet and then walk over to the bidet?
Yes, the bidet is normally next to the toilet.
Why would there have to be two things?
I don't know, but that's how a lot of homes have them set up.
Mm.
So now you can attach to the water attachment on your toilet this little thing that that's is like a hose do. Inside your toilet.
Yes. That is great.
Mm-hmm. And yeah.
What was the question?
You said something. Look, I was talking about bats.
Right. No. You were talking about Sonic the Hedgehog.
You went then, down the whole asshole flush route.
The asshole flush route? That is the worst poker hand. I am going to give this segment a thumbs up because
of the asshole flush?
Yes, solely because of the asshole flush. It's just like a real. That's five deuces, right? That's what an asshole flush is.
I don't know.
I like the way that they're playing this, the Young Bucks, and obviously, you know, they're tracking down Sting. They're not going to find Sting. Sting's going to get over on him, and so like just having the room full of bats, fantastic, great, loved it.
Yeah, it was great.
I mean, it was weird. Like, it's not like that's their permanent like home or anything. So like Sting is going to have to give up his deposit.
Yeah. They're going to be like, hey, wait a minute. He's like, no, you can keep the bats. They're like, that wasn't the problem.
I want you out of this house right now.
Oh, he's back.
Racist landlord here. I do not like the adjustments you've made to my arena.
I give it a thumbs up too.
Yeah, me too. I kind of thought Sting might show up at that moment, but no, the Young Bucks just stand there contemplating the situation.
Yeah. We've got Jericho versus Atlantis Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does that tell you what I'm thinking?
It was refreshing, like a delicious soda.
Like a cool Shasta soda.
No, I've been teaching the baby how to do that just for shits and giggles.
An exasperated sigh.
No, just like taking a sip of something and going,
Oh Jesus.
Just for fun. Because you can do that with babies, right? They don't know any better. They don't know.
I mean, it's something you can do when you're not their permanent caretaker.
Exactly.
This is going to all be fun and games until the grandmother screams at her.
Yeah. Oh, God. Please, no. Please, God, make me a bed so I can fly far, far, far away. Forrest Gump, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Am I the only person that thought this was kind of boring?
No, you were not. I did like the finish. I thought it was kind of cool that the dad threw in the towel for, you know, the son. But the match itself was it was fine. It was about the level of a Jericho match these days. It's, you know, him trying to do luchador things, being a little clunky, not bad at it, just a little clunky. And Atlantis Jr. is, I mean, he's no Vikingo, you know.
No, yeah.
But at the same time, I'm like, great, man. Yeah, you're doing this as like a sort of homage, as a thank you to, you know, someone that helped you 30 years ago. Yeah, cool. I'm not mad at it at all.
And who bears the brunt of your fury? Ramona.
Ramona's like, I don't get any more treats. What? Sorry, cat. I can't. That is so bullshit. Sorry, Keith.
It really was a fine match. The towel to me was the most notable thing about the entire segment, because it was a real Chekhov's towel. You know, like it was like a gadget that James Bond has, because, like, you know, without a doubt, that everything that Q gives him is going to be integral at some point in the story. So obviously the only time I've ever seen like a wrestler have a second with a towel, obviously the second is going to throw in the towel. So it was a little anticlimactic.
Well, I was duped, because they were talking about it and Taz was like, oh, it's not my towel. Taz used to come out with a towel over his head. So I'm like, oh, this is just what, you know, this wrestler does. Like, his thing is he carries a towel with him. Great.
Interesting.
No, like if the wrestler had come out with a javelin, I'd be like, he's going to throw that javelin.
I feel like that's a different situation, and I agree. I also would expect Chekhov to throw that javelin. What did you thumb this?
I middle it.
Okay.
I middled it.
Okay.
What about you?
Well, I middled.
He asked so many questions.
Yeah.
Had I not made that clear with my general apathy towards this match?
All right. Then we've got Naked Matt Jackson. They come out.
You just said Naked Matt Jackson. I was like, did I miss something?
You missed something.
Did the man take his clothes off?
That's a good gimmick.
Something. Yeah.
It would be pretty good. No, it wouldn't be, because they did that. In the 90s, they did that.
They came out naked?
The character's name was Naked Midian, and I dare you to look it up.
No, thanks.
We can move on.
Okay. They didn't do it, though, just someone else. You mean like the royal they?
It's been done.
The royal they, as in the royal
all wrestlers.
World Wrestling Entertainment.
Yeah.
The Attitude Era was a hell of a drug.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, I second that. Hoo boy.
You're telling me during the Attitude Era, a wrestler did a naked gimmick and it wasn't like a female wrestler at the behest of Vince McMahon?
It was not, surprisingly.
Miracle. All right, so Nick and Matt Jackson, they come out and there's lots of Sting masks and in the crowd. And they're like peeking in, who's in there? Who's in there? No Sting.
No.
But eventually,
oh,
here comes a Darby Allin.
Darby Allin, what?
Darby Allin is none so pleased. And so he comes after them. And, well, okay, the big thing that happens is Ric Flair comes out. And you're like, oh, Ric Flair's on their side. Because Nick and Matt Jackson then have Darby in the ring. And they've got these bats. And they're like, here, 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 Ric, take this bat and hit Darby. And it looks like he's teeing up to hit him. And then he doesn't. He punches out the Young Bucks. And I mean, it was really funny because, like, he's an old dude and these are like, you know, he's not really hurting anybody. But I liked that he was being used and he looked like he was having a good time. And then they start beating him up. Oh, I need my next page. Oops. And then let's see.
You really need to work on your page breaks.
And then they attack Ric. They hit his yam bag.
Mm-hmm. Do they hit it though, or do they just
they cup it very nicely?
Nick, yeah, like place his arm in the general vicinity. I
think when you get that old, they droop so much that they're really elusive.
You're right. You know what? Calder's right about this. I think what we would assume is the location isn't the location of the yam bag anymore.
You know what?
Princess is in another castle.
The Flair part of this, like at this point, I was ready to down the segment because like you see Sting in there, you're like, my God, that man can move. And you see Flair and you're like, are you going to die right now?
He's like, maybe. Would
you maybe consider not being on television?
Not for a second.
Making this thing less torturous to watch?
I mean, the president should set a better example for Ric Flair.
There we go, right there. Yeah. Ric Flair has presidential aspirations. Right now,
once he gets old enough.
And right now, the age requirement is 80 years old.
Yeah.
To be president.
Not a day younger.
No. Clearly.
The segment reminded me of an old Onion article because, like, do you guys remember, like, it was like elderly retirees rise up against street gangs, all are killed.
Oh, that's great. God, I love the Onion. Remember what they printed on September 11th or after September 11th? Holy shit, attack on America. And I was like, that's perfect because that's all any newspaper really needed to print.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, what else do you say? Holy shit is right.
That was our national policy response as well.
Oh, my God. Our policy response was like, huh, what? Bang, 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 bang. I just woke up from a nap. Huh, what? Blah, 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 blah. I was bringing you tea. All right. So then Sting. Okay. So they're beating up Ric Flair. And then Sting comes down from the roof. From up on high. I thought it was really cool. And I was like, man, it would have been great to be in that crowd.
Yes.
That would have been fun.
I was not expecting it because he's a fucking 64-year-old man. Yeah. And you don't do the sort of things you did when you were 40 as a 64-year-old man.
Also, he knows someone who died doing something similar.
Yeah, everybody knows that. But
he was friends with that person.
Yeah, but I mean, also, that was, I mean, not his entire gimmick, but that was a thing that he used to do was... The crow sting would come out of the rafters, and to commit to that, at the age he is
it's pretty cool.
Well, I don't know. They talk about old people skydiving all the time.
Yeah. Like I've seen so many commercials of old people playing guitar and skateboarding. They can do all kinds of things now.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Driving cars.
And we've all read news stories about old people banging in the retirement homes.
Yeah. Yeah. Now they gotta watch out for STDs.
True debt.
That's a real thing.
Oh yes.
It's true. Yeah, yeah.
Very aware.
Oh, okay. You're that aware. Okay. I didn't realize you were part of the problem. I'm saying,
well, I didn't want to break it to you this way, but I've been having sex with both of your parents.
My parents wasn't mine because neither of them are in a retirement home, but go get yours. Have fun.
Yeah, this is...
I really liked it. Is that why he had his hairline painted also? Because he was crow-sting? His face makeup for this thing, he had painted up into his hairline. And I haven't seen him do that yet.
Oh, okay.
So it just looked different is all.
That's a good question. It might have been. I didn't...
Maybe that's how he used to paint it when he was crow-sting.
Could be.
I just thought, boy, that was cool. And I would have loved to be in the audience for that because I would have lost my shit.
Yeah.
How do you do that? How do you do something like that without the audience noticing? I mean, obviously people aren't looking up, but they're at the very least, there's like a lot of commotion going on up there that make maybe people would kind of take a glance upward.
Who knows?
Yeah. The smartest Mark in the entire arena was watching the ceiling the whole time.
It's like, I knew it. Called it.
That was the show. I don't know.
I was staring at the ceiling the whole time because I just had a feeling. So that bit I give a thumbs up. I give this a thumbs up.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Like it was kind of all over the place, but they pulled it together. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, thumbs it up too. I think that the Ric Flair double betrayal was just very funny because of the aforementioned minimal impact that his attacking would have. Another thing somebody might have done would have been to have Ric Flair's double turn have sort of a cerebral level as though he had orchestrated something, but he didn't orchestrate something. He just was like, I don't know, my old strength will come to me in the moment.
Yeah.
This is an 83% show. Mm. It was generally all around good, as a go home show for the pay-per-view. Fairly solid. I think there's a lot of stuff going on at the show, so they didn't get it all in, but
there's plenty of time on Rampage and Collision to get the rest.
That's true.
That is true.
Gotta decide if I'm gonna watch those to get the full experience of the 5-hour pay-per-view on Sunday or not.
Might as well. It was an interesting Dynamite because it was another example of them pivoting to a more promo heavy like balance ahead of the pay-per-view.
Yeah, I do appreciate that because one of the things that they do a lot, which bugs me, is we see the same people wrestling. They kind of did it with FTR, but like, you know, the same people wrestling. Oh my God, I just lost my
turn the page. Turn the page.
The same people wrestling like a bunch of times right before their big match. And it's like, I hate that. It really is annoying. And so, like, yeah, just as much as we love the fact that AEW does a lot of wrestling, they have wrestle heavy shows. If it's right before a big pay-per-view, just go ahead and do a bunch of fucking promos, you know? Like, I don't want to waste all the good tension on seeing the same guys wrestle a bunch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just annoying. So, for that, I am thankful.
Indeed.
Now let's eat.
Yeah.
Enjoy the pay-per-view, you guys, and we'll see you next week.
Until then. Ding dong, ding-a-ling, ding-ding, ding-ding, ding-ding-ding-ding.